Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. A coalition of health groups, including the Iowa Medical Society, have sent Governor Kim Reynolds a letter asking her to issue a statewide face mask mandate. 15 groups representing 12,000 healthcare providers signed on to that letter. They say widespread use of face coverings will slow the spread of the virus and save lives. The Siouxland District Health Department today has reported 9 new cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County. The Iowa Department of Public Health, as of this morning, said there were a total of 3,569 positive cases of COVID-19 in the county. The death toll remains at 47. And the state of Iowa today released data showing 7 more COVID-19 deaths and another 253 confirmed cases from the day before. The state of Nebraska is approaching 25,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases. 800 cases were confirmed Friday through Sunday, bringing the state's total to 24,618. There were no new deaths, and the death toll remains at 316. The South Dakota Department of Health on Saturday reported the state's highest daily total of cases since May. The state epidemiologist says people should pay attention to their individual actions to reduce COVID-19 infections. Yesterday, South Dakota reported 49 new cases and no new deaths. And the Food Bank of Siouxland, Tyson Foods, and the Norm Waite Senior YMCA announced today the donation of more than 40,000 pounds of protein to help feed people in need. That donation represents nearly 16,000 meals. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.